Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think it's safe to say that fear is a universal human experience. Now, as we mentioned earlier in the service, there are many things that can cause fear, and not everybody experiences fear for the same reasons as everybody else. Maybe some things that can cause fear on a mass scale are news reports of spiraling inflation or of gasoline shortages in a significant portion of the country. Also, frequent reports of crime and statistics about rising levels of crime, especially violent crime, can cause people to live in a heightened state of fear. Cancer is a threatening, fearful word. And there are any number of political labels that are thrown around that are used to instill fear in the hearts of people about people with other different ideas. Whatever personal fears you may have, those fears must be dealt with. And dealing with them in a biblical way, according to God's will, is really the only proper solution for us who believe in God and Jesus as our Savior. God tells us through his apostle John in our reading in verse 18, there is no fear in love, but complete love drives out fear. When we face our fears with God's word, we have the great joy of discovering the power of God at work in us to give us confidence and to give us assurance of his love and his abiding presence with us and his power for us. And unless we challenge the fears that we face in our lives with faith and with the promises of God's word, we can easily be very crippled and unable to face the rest of life. Because eventually those fears can mount one on top of the other, and sooner or later all of life, this whole world, becomes a frightening place. And at first perhaps we begin to retreat psychologically into ourselves, and then perhaps we even retreat physically away from the whole world outside as much as we possibly can. The Apostle John, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit here in these verses, offers us proof that we can face fear. In verse 13 of this reading, he says, "This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit." When we think about how God first, for many of us, gave us his Spirit in our lives, of course we think about his blessing to us of baptism. Baptism is a wonderful gift from God to us that helps to alleviate fear. Even now, in our daily lives, perhaps many, many years or decades after we have been baptized, God assures us through his word that through baptism, the Holy Spirit has blessed us with forgiveness, the full forgiveness of sins that Jesus won for us by his death on the cross. He assures us of that in a tangible way as he comes to us through that water connected with his word. And each day, that blessing of baptism is renewed in us as we remember what took place earlier in our lives, and we are led to again confess our sins and through the promises of baptism drown our sinful nature, and our new life of faith in Jesus and his promises is restored and renewed in us. And then our whole life is blessed by the presence and the assurance of the Holy Spirit. As he comes to us and gives us comfort and assurance in the midst of those anxious and worried moments of our lives. Think also about the baptism of Jesus. At Jesus' baptism, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove, and the voice of God the Father spoke out of heaven. And then we're told that right away after Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit led him out into the wilderness where Jesus was confronted with temptation by the devil for 40 days. And we're told that the devil tempted him in every way possible, even though only three specific temptations are mentioned. But Jesus had the assurance of knowing that the Holy Spirit was with him was strengthening him, was giving him the power that he needed to fight off those temptations of the devil. And we're also told that God sent his holy angels to minister to Jesus at that time. There was no fear in our Savior. He met that test of those temptations and every other temptation throughout his life on this earth with magnificent courage. And that same courage that Jesus had is also ours through faith as we rely on the Holy Spirit and the power that he gives to us in our lives of faith through baptism. As we daily confess our sins, as we remember God's blessings to us through baptism, again and again we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to confront the temptations that face us in life head on. We're empowered again by the Holy Spirit to confront fear that creeps up in our hearts, to confront that with the spiritual energy that the Holy Spirit gives, that power that he gives us to overcome those fears and temptations. Faith in Jesus as our Savior makes it possible for us to face the fears in our hearts, the fears that come about in our lives, unafraid, just as Jesus did. Verse 15 of our reading states, "If anyone confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him, and he in God." And we see this truth repeated by Jesus to us again and again throughout the gospel books of the Bible. In Mark chapter 5, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid, only believe." In Luke chapter 12, he says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, because your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." In John chapter 14, Jesus says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." These words of our Savior Jesus are words that encourage durable faith in our lives. We can face all the fears that ever come up in our lives through faith in Jesus. No matter what those fears might be, whether it be the fear of family difficulties and the unknown that those bring about what those future relationships within our family will be, whether it be fears of financial uncertainty, perhaps due to the loss of a job, employment, or income, whether it be perhaps the fears of serious illness, and the unknowns that come with that, of what treatment might bring, whether treatment will resolve the problem that we face or perhaps create serious side effects for us in our lives. Whether it be the fear of shocking tragedy that unexpectedly strikes and causes great sadness in our lives, or perhaps the fear of persecution from the unbelieving world around us and the enemies of the gospel of Jesus. No matter what fears we might face, we can face them all with the comfort and assurance of Jesus' abiding presence with us. John writes in verse 16, "We also have come to know and trust the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever remains in love remains in God, and God in him." That's an assurance that we all desperately need to have in our lives, because this love is not a love that endures life, that simply bears up under the burden of life, but it's a love that confronts life and all the challenges that come with it, caring enough about life itself to encounter it at full force. We can face fear with God's love because he lives inside of us. And as John assures us, God is love. What are the things that cause fear in people's hearts? Well, there are some things that most people would agree perhaps are reasonable fears. The fear of death, the fear of pain and suffering, the fear of being incapacitated or separated from loved ones, perhaps the fear of public speaking. And then there are fears that probably most of us would say are more unreasonable fears. Fear of thunder, fear of darkness, fear of black cats or broken mirrors or certain numbers. There are many other things that we could certainly add to each of those lists of reasonable or unreasonable fears. John writes in verse 17, "In this way, his love has been brought to its goal among us, so that we may have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world, we are just like Jesus." Surely that fear of death is a serious fear. Yet when we realize that it is the Holy Spirit of God who leads us beyond death into life, into eternal life, when we realize that it is the Son of God himself who has opened the door already to eternity for us, when we realize that it is the love of God, our Heavenly Father, that inspires this result, then we can not only face the fear of death, but also we can have full confidence on the day of judgment, as the Apostle John writes. We can have full confidence because of the love of God for us, that amazing love of God which caused Jesus to willingly go to an excruciating death on the cross, not just physically excruciating, but spiritually excruciating, as he was totally separated from the love and blessing of God the Father because of our sins, which he bore on himself. That love of Jesus for us caused him to suffer in our place. And so as a result, we can have the full confidence that we need facing the last judgment, on Judgment Day or on the day of our own death. We can face that judgment with full confidence, even with joy in our hearts instead of fear, because we have God's promise that Jesus intercedes for us. He is our defender before the throne of God at that judgment. He testifies about the suffering that he endured, the death that he died in payment for our sins, for our salvation. And so there will be no question on the day of judgment what that verdict will be. Not guilty. Come and enjoy the salvation that God has prepared for you. And a natural result of God's love for us that we see here explained in these verses is our love for others. As John points out in these verses, we can't love God or fully experience God's love for us without ourselves loving other people. But so often there's a real fear that we have as we are challenged with showing love to others, not just some others, but all others, everyone else, even, as Jesus says, our enemies. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's possibly the most difficult thing that we are called to do in our lives. We need to deal with that fear, and we can confront it with the love of God that he has given to us. John writes in verses 19 to 21 of our reading, "We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, 'I love God,' but hates his brother, he's a liar. For how can anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen love God whom he has not seen? This then is the command we have from him. The one who loves God should also love his brother." And of course, we see the word "should" there. The one who loves God should also love his brother. And we know that there's a big difference between what we should do and what we actually do in our lives. Think about the testimony of the Apostle Paul as he writes in Romans chapter 7 about the struggle that goes on in his heart. This mighty preacher of God's word. He says, "The desire to do good is present with me, but I am not able to carry it out. So I fail to do the good I want to do. Instead, the evil I do not want to do, that is what I keep doing." The Apostle Paul described that struggle inside of himself. He described that struggle of the sinful nature against the new life of faith in his heart. And he became so overwhelmed at points in his life, so overwhelmed with the guilt of his sin that threatened to take him captive, that he cried out in desperation, "What a miserable wretch I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?" But right away, he answers in faith in Jesus, his Savior. "I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord." It's that love of Jesus, that self-sacrificing love of Jesus on the cross that rescues us from sin, that rescues us from the burden and the trap of despair because of the guilt of our sin. It's that same love of God, that forgiving love of Jesus, that motivates us in our lives of love for each other, as difficult as that may be at times. In our world today, there are fears about all kinds of things. And we can easily be caught up in those same fears if we've not learned how to face those fears. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, with faith in Jesus as our Savior, and armed with the love and assurance of God's abiding presence with us and of his blessing with us, we can face those fears in our lives with full confidence each day, no matter what might come our way each day in our lives. And finally, we can stand with confidence on the day of judgment, all the while showing love to others around us, reflecting the forgiving love of God to the people in our lives around us. We can do all of that. We can live without fear because God comforts us, encourages us, and strengthens and inspires us to stand tall despite the uncertainties of life around us.